Welcome to the Femi Pod. These conversations are for women runners that go beyond running. Brought to you by your Femi founders, Lydia O'Donnell and Esther Kewen. Welcome back to the Femi Pod for episode 129. We are so sorry we missed last week. We had a very amazing guest lined up, but unfortunately it fell through. But that is not to say she is not coming. It's just been slightly delayed. So we're back and better than ever. And of course, I'm here with my bestie, Esty. Est, how are you?
I just wanted to interrupt your thing and say that's showbiz, baby. We don't show up.
That's exactly it.
No, I'm really good, thanks. I feel like New Zealand is really cooling down, so I'm just trying to not get sick. I had a little head cold like 2-3 weeks ago, and I feel like I've got a little cough now, so I'm just sort of like trying to stay healthy. But no, it's good. I'm good. How are you? How's the travels going? You're all over the show.
You do sound a little blocked up, I'm not going to lie, but no, I am good. I'm currently in Mexico City, and I've been here now for a few days. I spent the last couple of weeks up in the US and have come down to Mexico City to run the Nike After Dark 21K down here. So I ran LA, like, when was that? About 10 days ago now, which was incredible, and we can go into more about that soon, but I'm here to race this weekend, and then next week I'm going on my very delayed honeymoon, and I'm going to a little beach town in Mexico to just relax, get offline, and disconnect for a week. So I'm really excited for that. But Mexico City is amazing. If you listened to our podcast a few months ago, I was here for the Nike After Dark shoot, and it was the first time I was coming to visit Mexico City, and it's just such an incredible city. Like, the culture and history here is so amazing, and the people are beautiful. The food is insane. If you've been seeing my Instagram stories, you will know. I feel like I'm just sharing all the food. It's so incredible. And
those pancakes, whatever they were.
My gosh. So Andrea, who's the Nike Run Club trainer coach here, took me to this cafe yesterday, and it was like these really fluffy pancakes, which I've seen on Instagram before, and I've always like looked at them like, oh my god, because I'm such a cake person, and then we got to go have them, and they were just delicious, as you can imagine.
They looked so fluffy and like, yeah, decadence.
So fluffy, yeah, beautiful. So it's good. Things have been incredibly busy. Last week was really hectic. I went and spent a week up in Portland. Well, actually, like 4 days up in Portland, Oregon, where Nike head office is, and just kind of worked and was hustling up there and had some really exciting meetings with people. And it was really fun. Can't say too much, but I feel like there's a lot to look forward to. And I got to run on the beautiful track at Nike WHQ, which you may have seen before. It's literally an athletics track in the middle of a forest, and so you can't see the other side of the track, and it's just so beautiful. And so I went there with James, and I was like, oh my gosh, let's get some cool content. Like, it's just so fun. And within about, I think, after the first rep, the Bowman Track Club all turned up. And if you don't know who they were like an elite training group who was sponsored by Nike. And I was a little bit like, oh my god, okay, well, I'm not going to stop my session, I'm going to keep going, but I don't know how I feel about like trying to create content when there's all these elite runners around. So I had a good workout.
I'm sure they've seen it. I'm sure many of them do it, you know. Yeah.
Most probably. Let's be honest, if your running's not on socials, then it doesn't happen. So I did 8x800s, and it was only about 5 days after the race last weekend, so I was definitely tired. But you know, when you're in an environment like that, particularly when you have all these elites around you, not to say I'm very competitive, but I pushing the pace in the 800s on pretty tired legs, but it was fun. And the Nike headquarters is just, it's really incredible. It's like dreamland. Like, the facilities there are beautiful. We got to go and use the gym, and within like the bathrooms at the gym, there's like saunas and spa pools and everything you can kind of imagine. Like, there's a And I think it was either ice or warm. I actually don't know because I didn't get in, but it was in the bathroom, and at the bottom it was like tiled, just do it. And I was just like, you know, it's pretty cool. I definitely drink the Kool-Aid, you know.
And it was your birthday as well. I was thinking, like, how cool to do like a track workout at like Nike head office in your on your birthday. What a special
Yeah,
day.
well, crazily, in 2023, so 2 years ago, I was also at Nike HQ on my birthday, and we did this like massive sports day with all the Nike trainers from all over the world on my birthday, and it was just really special. So it's cool to kind of be back there. I feel like I'm just planning these trips up to the US when it's like winter in New Zealand and Australia, and escaping that and coming up here to the warmth. So it has been fun. But let's talk about you. Yes, you recently just ran a really impressive 5K, based off like your, well, it is based off the journey you've been on over the last like 12 to 18 months, it is, and the build that you've had. And we've spoken quite a lot about you just like kind of coming back really gradually and being really smart with your training and just like progressing in a really safe and sustainable way, particularly with the Achilles issues you've had, and now you're like running really fast again. How does it feel?
Yeah, honestly, I was so happy. I mentioned to you, Liz, and I think I said on the podcast that like, I was aiming for like a 20-minute 5K, and this was like maybe, I don't know, maybe two months ago. I was like, surely if I cranked it, I could do that. Like, come on. And then we had the chat about building your base, and we had that podcast, and it, yeah, again, hit a nerve with me that I was probably overdoing stuff. I just got excited and like would run every run too hard. So yeah, from that conversation, I was just like, okay, I'm gonna really hone in, slow down my easy runs, and like just have like really follow. I'm following a Femi focus and following the half marathon focus, but like really follow it and like listen to the programs that both Lids and I have written, and for a reason. Well, Lids wrote the half plans and they're absolutely amazing. But I decided, I was like, okay, it's telling me to run, you know, these paces and I should listen. And like, to be fair, they're accurate, like they're bang on what I should be running. And so yeah, I just sort of had a hard convo with myself, and then I don't know, from there it just started to like click into place. It took probably 2 weeks of still feeling like trash. And I was like running really slow, and I was like, man, maybe I'm just real. I'm just never gonna be fast again. And I was like, no, just be patient. And then slowly but surely, like the easy runs started to get easier, and like, yeah, so it just all started to like click into place, and I was doing sessions, and I was like, oh, I feel great running like kind of long reps at like 4 minute Ks or whatever. Like, this feels fun. This feels okay. Like, I reckon I can actually go faster than 20 minutes now. And then I've been wanting to do a 5K time trial for a while. And so I don't know, I know we've had this convo as well before about like treadmill running and stuff. I really like treadmill running, especially doing sessions by myself. Like, I find it probably more mentally doable just to like crank a pace and then sit there on the treadmill. Like, there's no way that you can drop off the pace unless you're going to fall off the back of it or step off or slow it down like purposefully, you know? So I find that really good as I've been coming back to get, you know, fitter and stuff, to push myself a bit more. The treadmill is like a nice little friend to have. So yeah, I did it on the treadmill, and yeah, I started at like 4 minute K. So I did my first K there, and then I did 3:55, and then 3:50, and then 3:43, and then the last one was like 3:33 or something. And so all of them were like, overall it was like a 3:48 pace. So I ran like 19 minutes. I was so close to going under, and I was like sprinting, but I was like, it's not gonna happen. So yeah, it was really good. I was so happy. I feel like that's a really good place to be right now, because I had a whole 3 months off running, and then a really long journey to get back. So I literally remember 3 months ago when one of my friends was here, and she was doing speed sessions, and I was just getting back into speed sessions, and I was doing like 4 minute reps, and like my 4 minute reps, like I would struggle to run them under like 4:10. Like, the first one might be like 4:08 pace or something, and then the other ones just got progressively slower, and I was like, oh man, I've so much further back than I maybe thought I would be. But then 3 months, literally, and been able to do that. So I was, yeah, I was real proud of myself and real happy. And yeah, it's just the beginning. Like, I'm excited to see where I go from there. But yeah, it was real fun.
Yay! So good. Congratulations. You should be so proud. I do have some questions based on the treadmill and being able to do that on the treadmill. Like, mentally, I would just struggle so bad at watching the Ks or even just like the meters tick by. Do you focus on getting to like a particular distance? So like every 500s or every K, or like what do you actually focus on while you're on the treadmill? Because honestly, I just don't think I could do it.
Yeah, I feel like mentally I was kind of just like really prepared to be in pain, and I think that helps a lot. Like, I was just like, this is going to be sore and like yucky, and like my heart is going to feel yuck, and like my body is going to be burning. So I listen to music, and I have like I call it upbeat running playlist, and it's like some real bangers. And one that I'm loving at the moment is called Remember by Netska. I don't even know if it's super old or new, but it's like fucking good, and it's like a rager. And so anyway, I just have like that on, and then I just focus on the wall in front of me. Like, I look at the wall, but I just talk to myself the whole time. I'm just like, I'm like, there's so many people that would want to be running that can't run. Like, you're not going to, like, I honestly, sometimes I do talk to myself, like, not meanly, but I'm like, you're not going to be a little bitch and, like, give up. Like, absolutely not, you know? Like, I don't think that's mean, but it's like, you know, almost, I guess you're negotiating with yourself as to, like, what version of you want to be. Like, that's kind of what I was thinking about. And then, yeah, I kind of look every now and then just to check, because I was obviously progressing my Ks, like, faster and faster. So I was checking, and like, I'd be like, oh yeah, I've done 800 meters. Like, I got 200 meters and then I'm going to go faster. Like, just like breathe through it and stuff. So yeah, I definitely like.
Do you have like a cover over the treadmill screen, or can you see the distance the whole time if you want?
I can see the distance the whole time. Yeah.
Hard. Wow.
But I guess it's the same as like a track, because you know where you're at. You're like, I've got 1.2k to go. I've got 1k.
The thing with the track is there is usually so much happening around you. There's so many different things to focus on, whether it's like the track in front of you, the people next to you, like, I don't know, the rugby field opposite you, the weather, the sky. Like, there's so many things I feel like that can distract you, even though, yes, I click every 200 meters, I take a split, which may sound slightly insane, but it definitely helps keep me on pace. But I do think there's heaps to like distract you. Whereas on the treadmill, you're literally looking at the wall, and I don't know if I'm mentally built for that.
I don't know. I kind of love it. I just like, I feel like when you talk about that stuff and like being on the track in a 5K, I think it's nice being outside. Like, I like that. Like, I like being out in the elements and stuff. But then when I'm doing a 5K race, I don't really even notice anything around me, because I guess you're just in the pain cave, you know? So I get, when it's like a workout or something, or the 5K time trial, like, I'm like, I could be outside or I could be in here, but whatever, wherever I'm at, I'm just going to be like negotiating with myself to keep going and not give up and like look either directly in front of me or like, yeah. So I guess it's kind of like, for me at the moment, I feel like I'll get more out of myself on the treadmill in my workouts and like time trials and stuff than I would being outdoors. And then when it comes to like a race and stuff, yeah, I feel like I don't even notice anything. And that's why people are like, I'm going to go do a really scenic half marathon. And I'm like, yeah, that'd be so beautiful. But I genuinely wouldn't even take it in, you know. You're in so much pain sometimes that you're just like, but I guess it depends where that beauty is. Like, if you're in the first 5Ks, you're probably going to take it in. But if you're in the last 5Ks, you're probably not really going to take it in.
The thing with 5K on track, yes, you aren't focusing on the crowd or the sky or being outside. You literally are just in the pain cave, but you are focusing on tactics, particularly if you're in a fast race, a serious athletics meet, and you're like trying to gun for a place. You are focusing on the people around you, and it goes so fast. Like, those races go so quickly. But I don't know. I do think for the half marathon, I would much prefer going and running a scenic, beautiful half marathon, because I think I would genuinely enjoy it more, you know, even though both are going to hurt.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, a half is different. Yeah, no, I agree with everything you say. But then I
5K
also
is just hard. Like, let's just say a 5K, whether it's a time trial, like a workout, a race, whatever, they are hard. And that's coming from a marathon runner. But I feel like the 5K is just a different intensity and different level of hard.
Totally. Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. So I think I'm going to do those like every 6 weeks, maybe, and just like check in and see where I'm at. Just.
That's so cool. Good for
Yeah.
you.
Thanks, babes. And tell everyone, let's talk about your half now. I want to go deep down into your half marathon, hear about it and how you got through it as well.
Well, it's a bit of a long story, but the half marathon in LA was at a place called SoFi Stadium, which is one of the biggest sporting stadiums in LA, which was like really iconic and incredible to kind of be at the stadium and be taking part in sport because there's like some insane level of sport that happens at that stadium. And there was 18,000 women, so it was pretty chaotic. There's a lot of people, a lot of energy. I got to the stadium pretty early, but there were already so many people there. And then walking to the start line, I remember just being like, wow, this is insane. Like, it was like 98% women, I reckon. There were just so many women around who were like buzzing to race. And I was the same. I don't think I was like that nervous. I was more just excited. And the thing I guess that I was nervous about, which was the one thing that really got me in the end, was the race was at night. So it didn't start till 6:45 in the evening. So I had a full day of like eating and walking and chilling and everything before the race, which I'm not really used to. Used to waking up, eating breakfast a few hours before, going to the start line, kind of my stomach knows what it's in for. Whereas this was like, yeah, I'd kind of had like a full stomach of food, and I had my last meal about 3 hours before the race, which was bagels. And then at about 15 minutes or about half an hour before the race, I wanted to take it 15 minutes, but the race was running slightly late. So it ended up being half an hour ahead of gel. So I was like, okay, well, I'm sure I've got enough energy to get through this half. I had a coffee too, which is definitely not something I usually do at 5 p.m. on any day. And then the gun went off. I got luck. Thankfully, I got placed right at the start line. So I was like, right, kind of at the front of the whole race, which was pretty incredible to lead out that many women at a race as well. And I kind of knew like what sort of pace I wanted to go for, which was around like 3:40s to 3:45s, because that's what I'd run at Ballarat a few weeks earlier. But this course was significantly hillier. Ballarat was flat, and I was like, I think I had an okay run at Ballarat. I think I can run faster. This is a hilly run. Let's try and kind of go for the same time. And so that was my mindset going into it. It was like 3:40s, 3:45s, just run comfortably, get to at least 10K and feel good, because at Ballarat you didn't do that. And at the start I felt really good, and I was running with this incredible Brazilian runner called Alice, who stuck with me most of the way and ended up like we were helping each other out throughout the whole race. And at 7K, I took my first gel. So I was planning to take two gels, which I knew I needed based off my experience at Ballarat. And I took on my first gel, and instantly my stomach started cramping. And I just like, not in just like one spot, I had this like full stomach cramp. And it was that like pain of cramping and like a stitch where it just doesn't go away, and it like it's hard to even breathe. And so I was like, oh, every K, I was like, surely in the next K it's gonna go, surely in the next K it's gonna go. So the race was about 10 and a half Ks out, and then you turn and you loop back exactly the same way, 10 and a half Ks. At the 10 and a half K turnaround point, the entire second half of the race is uphill, and running uphill with a cramping stomach happens to be even worse. And so I was just in a heck of a lot of pain, to be honest. I was just like, this is so hard and I can't breathe. And my body actually felt really good. Like, my lungs felt good, my legs felt good. I actually felt like I could have pushed the pace a lot more. But this stupid stomach cramp. So I hate coming up with excuses, and I feel like I have made like a lot of excuses over the last like year of racing, because I just haven't had a good race. And I feel like every race I come out of being like, oh, like this was the issue and this was the issue. And I don't know, I kind of hate that mentality. So I don't want to like fall into like a victim mentality of like, well, it just like didn't go right for me. I just want to say I didn't have like the best race, and I haven't had the best race in a while, but I'm also trying to come to terms with accepting like not having good races, and that I don't know, I think the universe is giving me a lot of lessons with my running, because a couple of years ago, if I had run an 80-minute half marathon, I would have been like so gutted. And that's not to say 80 minutes isn't fast. It totally is fast. I just want to acknowledge that. I know how quick that is. But for me, who's run like a 72-minute half marathon, it's such a massive gap between 72 and 80 minutes. And I think, yeah, a few years ago, I would have been like almost embarrassed to say that I'd run an 80 because I was at one point running so much faster. And now I'm trying to just like learn to be more accepting of myself and not. Just, I don't want to be like, I want to be kinder to myself because I don't know. I just want to like be realistic of where I'm at and be okay with that and try and understand like why it's my running isn't going the way that I think it should or could go. But yeah, it's all a bit of a mind game, and it's all just like a journey of self-discovery, to be honest. Like I feel like I am learning so much more about myself as I get older and as I have more time in the sport. And yeah, I'm starting to just like learn why I am the way I am in some ways. But yeah, sorry, that's a really long-winded way of saying the race was really fun. It was hard. The community out there was insane. Like this run community and the running like culture in the US is just amazing. Like I can't even tell you how many people were out on the streets screaming at us and how many people were like supporting us. And that definitely got me through when I was like, fuck this, my stomach is the worst. But yeah, it was cool. It was very cool vibes.
I love that. I feel like, firstly, over the last 3 years, you've been through a lot. Like, I think acknowledging that's super important as well. And like what you went through with your family and stuff over the last 3 years will take so much out of you. And like, I do think like sometimes I'm the same and I'm like, why am I not running what I was running? And then you think about the stresses that have been on you as well as like trying to train and stuff. So I just feel like I just want to acknowledge
Thanks.
that to you,
Thanks for the
Liz.
apology
Yeah.
lesson.
No, legit though, like
Yeah.
you went through a life-changing period, and very, very hard on you. So I feel like that's going to 100% impact you. So firstly, to still be able to run what you are running is phenomenal. But like, I wondered like obviously that was a really challenging race, and like we talk about this quite a lot at Femi, like races sometimes they do go really well and they go to plan, but sometimes they don't, and like it's really hard when they don't. But like how did you negotiate with yourself during that, especially the last 10Ks when you were no doubt wanting to just step off the course? Like how did you keep yourself in it?
I don't think there was any part of me that thought I was going to step off, to be honest. I think I was like, so I'm finishing this race no matter what, even if I have to stop and walk and end up coming way back. I think just because I knew I was there to experience it, and I had traveled to the other side of the world, and I don't think I would have ever let myself like not do it. But I definitely had to negotiate with myself. And thankfully, when I got to about the 10K mark, I was running with Alice, but we had two other women come up behind us and pass us at about 10, 10 and a half K. Thankfully, they passed both me and Alice, so I didn't feel too bad. But the fact that they passed us and then kind of sat in front of us for the rest of the race was so good, because I really like used them as a benchmark to know where I was at. And I am competitive, I think we all know that. And I was like, well, if I can at least stick with them. And about So they passed me around 10, 10 and a half. Then I kind of passed them, or at least caught back up to them and slightly passed them at probably like 13Ks. And I was in a lot of pain. But at that point, I felt pretty good in terms of my legs and lungs. And I was like, okay, man, maybe I can actually hold this and push and actually get further out. And then they passed me again. And then at the end, I ended up passing one of them with like a K to go, and the other one beat me. So it was really nice to have that energy around me and that kind of competitiveness of like, They weren't passing me and then completely leaving me in the dust. They were passing me and then sitting in front of me, and I had that as like a, yeah, something to kind of focus on. But I think it is like sticking to the moment you're in and really focusing on where you're at right at that time. And I say to myself, stay in the K, because a K for me is like 3 minutes, 45, whatever. It's not a long time. But if you can just focus on getting through that 1K, then you're 1K closer to the finish line. And then you get into the next K and you just focus on that. So I think for me, like I do this in workouts as well, is just like breaking it down and chipping away at it piece by piece is a really, like, it feels like a much more manageable way to get through the race than being like, fuck, I have like 7Ks to go. That's like so much time when I'm like hurting and in pain and mentally drained. But if you're like, okay, just get through this K, then focus on the next. So that definitely helps. I think that's probably harder for those who work in miles in the US. But you can stay in the mile. It's just a little bit longer. And
mile.
Yeah.
Smile in the mile.
Smile in the mile. Yeah. Smile in the mile. Yeah, I like that. I think it's important. And then just being, I think we've spoken quite a lot about this and being like, it's okay if you need to slightly slow down. And then slightly pulling back if you need to, and then pushing when you do feel better. Because I was going through waves. There were definitely moments where I felt way better than others. And so I was like leaning into that and being like, okay, use the moments where you feel good to actually pick the pace up, hoping that the pain wouldn't come back, but it definitely did. I think the other thing with the half marathon for me, and what I've learned because I've been doing a few now, is looking at as 20Ks. So I just break it down into a 20K race, because the last K of any race is, it just goes by so quickly. You don't even have to think about it. You're like so adrenaline rushed and you just like are so ready to get to that finish line. I think my last K would have been one of my fastest Ks by far. We were running into SoFi Stadium. There were like thousands of people. There was all this energy. Dochi was playing at the stadium after the race. So there was lots to look forward to. So that last K, you kind of just don't even have to think about it. You're just like, it's going to happen no matter what. So I try to look at the half as like 20Ks of work and then 1K of fun. And that also helps as well. It's like when you get to 18Ks, you're like, okay, cool, 2Ks to go, / one more.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Breaking it up into like achievable pieces. And then, yeah, the last K, whatever, just hammer it. You're nearly done. Hammer it.
I think because in the After Dark LA race, you were doing an out and back, what also was so freaking cool is like seeing the thousands of women running on the other side of the road as they were heading out to the turnaround point. That was so cool. And my friend Anna, shout out to Anna, who is the Econ at Nike in Australia, was doing the half marathon, and I would have been like maybe 4 or 5 Ks to the finish line, and she was on the other side of the road. And she, this is like across highways. We're on like different highways at this point, and she yells out, "Let's!" and like puts her arm up, and I look over and I'm like in the Hurt Lock, and I look over and I was like, like there was, I just did not expect to see her or hear her at all. And I just like, we had this moment and it was so cool. And I was like, that carried me through the rest of the race too. Like the energy of the woman was just so insane. And I'm excited about it this weekend.
Yeah, yay. Yeah, you've got Mexico this weekend. So I saw that you're very high altitude, which is going to make it rough. And also it's quite high elevation as well. But yeah, what's the plan this weekend?
Honestly, it's so hard running here. I went and did a workout yesterday, a very short workout. It was like 2 by 10 minute efforts at kind of goal pace. And I died. I was struggling so bad. The air is thick. So we're at about 2,200 meters above sea level, which is like not crazy elevation. I've definitely been at higher, but it is significant compared to being down by the water. And within the race, we're actually covering 300 meters elevation in the race too. So it is going to be a hard race. I am really going into this as like, just do it as a hard training run. For many reasons. Firstly, because it's just a really freaking tough course, but also because I am doing a marathon in like 10 weeks, maybe less. So I don't want to smash myself out there and I want to be able to get back into training relatively quickly. So I just want to kind of go out there with the mindset of like, have fun, get amongst the Mexican running culture, and enjoy how I think there's 10,000 women running this weekend. So it's pretty insane. I think Sydney was 7,000, LA was 18,000, and then Mexico's 10,000. So what's that's going to be like? I don't know. My math is not great, but maybe like 33,000 women across After Dark for the races that I've gone to. It's like crazy. So yeah, should be fun. I'm really excited. And we've got a few events coming up over the next couple of days leading into the race as well. So it's going to be just like a big celebration of women runners.
Yay. Okay. Wow, that sounds amazing. And I can't wait to hear about it. Stick to your plan, eh? Don't crush us.
I know. I'm definitely going to go out like pretty conservative, because even if me saying conservative, if I go out at, I don't know, like sub 4 minute case, I expect that I will be in a lot of pain within 5K. So I've just got to like, yeah, be really smart about it. And I don't want to just like, I don't know. Yeah, I just want to have fun.
Yeah, I love it. Get it, girl.
Yeah, should be good. But I will be back to recap that race, I'm sure. And in the meantime, we are going to have a special guest on next week. So stay tuned for that one. And if you have any questions, or if you want us to cover any specific topics in the podcast, get at us on Instagram at femi.co. We're always willing to have a chat, and we're always willing to have conversations about the things that are important to you. So let us know what that is. But nice to see you, Est, and I'm sure we'll chat to you all very soon.
Thank you.
Bye.